إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون أسأل الله العظيم رب العرش العظيم الذي جمعنا في هذه المكان المبارك في هذا اليوم المبارك على طاعته أن يجمعنا في الفردوس الأعلى. يا إخوتي وأخواتي الكرام, respected brothers and sisters in Islam, I congratulate all of you and I ask Allah Most High who gathered us today in this blessed place, at this blessed hour, in this blessed khutbah of Jumu'ah, in the worship of Him, to gather us together in the paradise. Respected brothers in Islam and sisters in Islam, life is based upon certain foundational values. And from the most important values in life is showing rahmah, having mercy, being merciful to one another. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in a hadith that was narrated by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that He created His mercy in 100 parts. Out of those 100 parts, only one He caused to descend in this earth, and by it all the creatures of the earth, they show mercy to each other. The mother, the mare, horse, she lifts her leg to avoid trampling her young ones. And the remaining 99 parts of Allah's rahmah, He has saved for Himself on the Day of Judgment. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, mercy is a quality that is from the perfect qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ar-Rahman. And mercy, it befits Allah's majesty in a way that we cannot comprehend. Yet we understand mercy to mean the powerful showing love and compassion for the weak. And Islam as a religion, the Sharia of Islam is the religion of rahmah. Islam is the religion of mercy. All of the injunctions, all of the teachings of al-Islam, all of the laws, all of the codes of conduct have come to enjoin mercy and justice, to enjoin peace and truth, in order that humanity achieve prosperity. This is the goal of the Sharia of al-Islam. Allah says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have not sent you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, except as a rahmah, except as a mercy for all of the worlds. For all of the worlds. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, mercy begins by showing each other compassion. And in fact, the Prophet ﷺ has taught us that in order for us to be shown mercy on the Day of Judgment, we must begin by showing mercy to one another here on this earth. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, إِنَّمَا يَرْحَمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الرُّحَمَا. Allah, He will only show mercy to His servants who show mercy to one another. And He said, مَنْ لَمْ يَرْحَمْ لَنْ يُرْحَمْ. Who does not show mercy shall not be shown mercy. And the Prophet ﷺ, he taught us that mercy, after beginning with each other and one another, we should extend this rahmah to the young amongst us. ليس منا من لم يرحم صغارنا ويوقر كبارنا. He is not from us the one who does not show rahmah to the young and respect the old. And from the beautiful akhlaq of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the mercy to the world, he was walking in Medina one day and he found a young small girl crying. And he turned to her to ask her why she was sad or crying, and she took him by the hand and walked him through the city of Medina to her house. The leader of nations, the leader of armies, the one who had the obligation to convey the deen to all of humanity, he was led by a young girl through the city until he found her master, who she had lost his money. He sent her to the market and she had lost the money and therefore she was crying. The Prophet ﷺ took mercy upon her. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, rahmah in Islam, it includes all of creation, even animals. Even the animals around us. Islam forbids torturing animals or being harsh to them. The Prophet ﷺ, he once heard the moaning of a camel behind a wall. He went behind and he saw a camel with tears in her eyes. So he touched her, his hands of mercy, and her tears went away. She stopped moaning. And then he called out, "Where is the owner of this camel? For she has complained to me that you do not feed her." He was a mercy to even birds. When he condemned targeting birds and killing them for no reason. And he said, "Whoever tortures a bird or a sparrow in this world, she will cry out on the Day of Judgment and say, so and so tortured me." He condemned this action. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, rahmah, mercy in our religion, it encompasses even those non-Muslims around us. Even those non-Muslim citizens in an Islamic land. The Prophet ﷺ, he commanded justice to them and mercy. He said, من آذى ذميا فأنا خاصمه يوم القيامة. Whoever harmed, even with his words, whoever harmed a ذمي, a non-Muslim citizen of a Muslim land, then I shall argue against that person on the Day of Judgment. And who can win an argument with the Messenger of Allah on the Day of Judgment? Mercy for all of creation, respected brothers and sisters in Islam. Yet we live in a world where the cries of the weak are ignored. We live in a world where mercy is lacking on the human level and on the level of nations. Where the weak are usurped, where the powerful oppress the weak, and the cries of children are women, and women are ignored. Islam, the world is in need of the mercy of Islam. The world is in need of learning about the Sharia of Islam. The world is in need of learning about the personality of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the one who was sent as a rahmah for all of the worlds. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Islam removed the burdens that are upon people. It removed the tribal idea of inheritance, of guilt and suffering. When many nations and many people and many tribes and many races kill one another due to the sins of their forefathers. Allah says, لا تزر وازرة وزر أخرى. No soul shall bear the burden of the sin of another. It abolished the tribal and barbaric killing and warfare that took place in the times of Jahiliyyah. From the mercy of Islam, it took people out of the darkness of ignorance into the light of the law and the Sharia of Allah Azza wa Jal. How much the world needs to know that the Sharia of Islam came for the benefit of humanity. Look at these teachings, and I ask and I implore all people of the earth to reflect deeply on this religion and to judge it by its merits and to learn more about Islam. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين استغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, I remind you and myself to have the taqwa, the fear and obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the end will be for the righteous. Honored, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, I share with you the words of some of the greatest ulama of this ummah regarding the sharia of Islam. The sharia of Islam that is so much misunderstood amongst Muslims first and then non-Muslims. Imam al-Shatibi, one of the greatest ulama in the objectives of sharia, he said, I studied the sharia, we have studied the sharia in great detail, and we have deduced that the sharia has been placed for the benefit of people. Imam al-Ghazali, the great scholar and the great zahid, he said, the purpose of sharia for creation is for the preservation of the five necessities. The necessity of religion, the necessity of life, the necessity of preservation of mind, the preservation of the wealth, and the preservation of honor. This is the purpose for sharia, preservation of the five essentials of life, according to Imam al-Ghazali. And Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he said sharia came to achieve benefit and remove and lessen harm. The sharia, the laws of Islam, came to achieve the benefit and lessen and remove harm. Whatever brings benefit, then this is goodness according to sharia. And whatever brings harm, this is evil. And whatever removes harm, this is benefit according to sharia. Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziyyah, may Allah have mercy upon him, he said, sharia, the laws of Islam, are built upon wisdom, benefit for people in their living and in their sustenance. It is all goodness, it is all mercy, it is all justice, it is all benefit. It is all benefit in the eyes of the knowledgeable people. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, I convey to you these words of our ulama so that we know that sharia of Islam is not a random code that was just written down or revealed for no purpose and no objectives. And it was not sent down just to impose religious authority upon people. This is not the goal of the sharia of Islam. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, when we convey the sharia to societies, we will be opposed. There will always be opposition. From the first day of wahi, when the Prophet ﷺ, he came to Khadija, she took him to her cousin Waraqa ibn Nawfal. He said, when he recited the verses, Waraqa ibn Nawfal, who had used to write the Bible, he said, this is the same angel that came to Moses. I wish I would be around when your people throw you out. The Prophet ﷺ said, will I be thrown out? And Waraqa said, didn't all the people who this truth came to, weren't they all thrown out from their people? And if I were alive, I would defend you strongly on that day. So from day one, the Prophet ﷺ, he knew that his people would throw him out from his town and expel him, and he would face opposition. But he never stopped. He never gave up. He made effort. He called his family. He called the society, the leaders. From them are those who accepted Islam, such as Abu Sufyan in the end. From those are those who lessened their hatred towards Islam, such as Abu Talib and the Banu Hashim. And from those, there were those who remained opposed to Islam. But one thing he never did is he never gave up the call. He never gave up establishing the haqq. And this is why the ulama, they say, that as Muslims in the society, we have to convey the message of truth and try to reduce the enmity of those who have the enmity towards Islam. And Allah, He gives us good news that truth will always triumph. جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَحَقَ الْبَاطِلُ. Falsehood will perish. The scholars, they remind us and they teach us words that we should always hold on to. Words that we should remember as we teach Sharia, first to ourselves, then to our families, and then to the greater society. They remind us that the people of Haqq, the people of truth, will never perish until the truth perishes within them. The people of truth will never perish until the truth perishes within them. If we give life to the law of Allah, the Sharia of Allah and His deen, Allah will give life to us as a community, as a ummah. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, just two words of practical advice. Let us begin by learning ourselves about Sharia. We have halaqas in this masjid every day after Isha. Friday and Sunday, there's halaqas after Isha. Long halaqas, inshaAllah, that go into the Sharia. Teach your families and engage in discussion with the society in order to educate one another about Sharia. And inshaAllah, after the khutbah, there will be an announcement about some efforts that are being done by CARE, inshaAllah, to help reduce the opposition to Islam and to help promote the beautiful, true light of Islam in our societies and our communities, inshaAllah ta'ala. I remind you again and myself about this deen. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. You have not been sent except as a mercy to all the worlds. May Allah make us all mercy to our families and our communities and those around us. أَقُولُ قَوْلُ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرَ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم انصر الإسلام وعز المسلمين. اللهم أذل الشرك والمشركين يا رب العالمين. اللهم اشفي مرضانا وارحم موتانا يا رب العالمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين. اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين. اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين. اللهم فرج هم المهمومين في كل مكان. اللهم فرج هم المهمومين من المسلمين في كل مكان. اللهم ارفع عنا الفتن والبلاء. اللهم ارفع عنا الفتن والبلاء. اللهم يا رب العالمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. نسألك يا الله أن تزدادنا علما كثيرا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا وأحسن ختامنا وختام المسلمين أجمعين. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. والحمد لله رب العالمين. عباد الله, إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعيذكم لعلكم تذكرون وأقيموا الصلاة. استووا واعتدلوا يرحمكم الله. استووا ولا تختلفوا وثابكم الله. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. الرحمن علم القرآن خلق الإنسان علمه البيان الشمس والقمر بحسبان والنجم والشجر يسجدان والسماء رفعها ووضع الميزان ألا تطغوا في الميزان وأقيموا الوزن بالقسط ولا تخسروا الميزان. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والأرض وضعها فاكهة والنخل ذات الأكمام والحب ذو العصف والريحان فبأي آلام